like to play with Charles?
You know, only got to play with him 2 games, but those, you know, but going out there and practicing with Charles, you know, it's easy. You know, he knows what to look for. I don't have to line him up. You know, he's one less guy I got to worry about out there. And I think he gives me a lot of tips and, you know, always comes to the sideline like, hey, what you think I could have did different on this play? And, you know, he has a lot of wisdom.
Given that you guys both have that versatility that we asked him last week, having Tyvon back, could that help free you up to do more things? Like, can you guys kind of be interchangeable?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We both play very similar. You know, he's more of a ball hawk than I am, but, you know, I think I'm more of a hitter than he is. So we balance each other out. We do things differently, but we're very versatile. We both can play inside, outside, play deep.
Tyvon, Coach Allen said after practice that he agreed that, you know, the charity basketball game was for a good cause, but that he kind of disagreed that some of the guys were playing it. I wonder what your thoughts were. I know it's for a foundation that you support, so there's that going for it. But getting out there and risking, did you feel like you were risking injury? Was there any debate as to whether or not you should play or not?
I think anytime you got a chance to get out there and give back to the community and get involved in anything charitable, you know, I'm all for it. So to me, I just wanted to get out there and have fun with the community.
Mm-hmm. Is it kind of one of those things where, you know, some of the guys, they like to hoop on their free time anyways, so it's kind of like the same thing, it's risking the same amount of injury, I guess?
I guess, you know, that's at your discretion, what you want to do. I mean, in the offseason, you know, we understand the risk that's involved with working out. Anytime you're working out away from the facility, you know, you put yourself at risk. But, you know, guys do what they have to do to stay in shape. You know, everybody does it differently.
At what point were you 100%? When were you really all the way back from the injury?
I really didn't know I was all the way back, I guess, until OTAs. You know, just getting back on the field, you know, there's nothing you could do to simulate football. And, you know, going through drills and stuff, you always feel healthy, you know, because you know when you're going to break and you know when where the bag's at and where the cone is. But it's different when you're going out there and reacting. And I think OTAs is like when I first started realizing I was back.
What did you learn from the sidelines last year?
Watching from the sideline, you see things in a whole nother perspective. You know, if I could play the game from the sideline, you know, I think I have a lot more plays under my belt. But, you know, just sitting back and I think it helped my leadership role, you know, being able to lead from the sideline and not actually being out there and guys seeing you play, you know, I think that helped me a lot.
Tyvon, taking a look at what you've seen from defensive coordinator Jason Tarver the last 2 years, plus all the new additions on defense, what kind of defense do you think you can be and how do you fit in?
I think we're going to be a talented defense, obviously, with the guys that we have. And whatever he wants me to do, I'm going to do it. And, you know, that's the kind of relationship that – the kind of guys we have here now, guys just want to do whatever it takes to win, and I think that's going to help us a lot on our defense.
You mentioned you hung out with some positive people like Darren and Marcel. Darren's had his share of setbacks himself, injuries. You ever amazed how he's always able to stay upbeat? And what's your take on Darren and his attitude?
I mean, it's twofold. You know, when he's down, we help pick him up. So, you know, it's kind of when I went down, he was there to step up for me and help me get through it. And, you know, We built relationships off the field as well. So when you got guys like that around you, you know, it's hard to go into the tank.
How fine is that line, Tyvon, where you got team veterans like yourself, Darren, Marcel, guys that have been here for years, you know what it's like to be a Raider, so to speak. Then you get this infusion of veterans who have won Super Bowls and have rings. How do you guys mesh those two thought processes together so that you guys do have a good cohesion in that locker room?
You know, what's the crazy thing about it, the mentality is not really different. You know, they had the same mentality we had. They just had a little more success at it. And so when you get guys like that's done it before, you know, they might tell you a couple tips and things, but everybody go out there with the same mentality. Everybody wants to win games. You know, just guys have more success than others.
Seems like whether you talk to your coach or even some of your teammates, seems to be like there's a lot of confidence in this group. You know, guys have even said, hey, we can be a playoff team or we can do a lot better than we have. Do you share in that attitude? Or are you kind of getting caught up in, hey, we're going to make some progress this season?
I'm not. I mean, I go out there every game with the mentality of let's win. You know, that don't change. Whether we, you know, 12-0 or 1-12, I'm going to go out there with the same mentality. Like, let's go out here and get this W. And So I think sky's the limit for every team. Well, every team that I played on so far, I went into the season thinking sky's the limit for us.
Okay.